Am I the a-hole for canceling my wedding after finding out how my fiance feels about my daughter?
Oh.
Maybe.
That's bad.
This comes from Dumb Pony, who says, before you read my post, I am not from America, to be clear. I am sorry if this writing is terrible, but I'll do my best. For background context, I was married when I was 22 and my husband was 25. We had a daughter who was 2 when we were married. I consider her my daughter in every way, and my husband passed away sadly when she was 4 years old. So I, now 34 female, have been with my fiance Jesse, 35 male, for 8 years. My daughter Bailey, she considers Jesse her father. Jesse,
I mean, what, he's known her for the past 8 years.
Yeah, that's, yeah, and from that young,
yeah.
100%. Jesse has never treated Bailey wrong at all, but knows of my husband who had passed away. Jesse always treated her sweetly and like a daughter, and I'm currently 6 months pregnant. We are all excited. Jesse told me how he wants to adopt Bailey after getting married.
That is amazing.
This is adorable so
beautiful.
Far.
Beautiful. I see nothing going wrong.
I am
nothing will go wrong.
Terrified of the hammer that could be about to drop. To surprise her, we are getting married in August. I wouldn't say we are close to being done with everything, but we did plan a big dinner. I did invite my friends and Jesse's friends. Bailey was staying the night over at a close friend's house, so Bailey wasn't there. We were all catching up and having a great night. What was that?
What?
I thought you like played a guitar or something. It was the spring on the you gotta play the banjo with the hair tie over there. We were all catching up and having a great night. Just all around happiness from everyone. Until the topic of the wedding came up. That is where things went downhill. It was all good. We got to talking about our honeymoon. We were going to bring Bailey because that was our plan. When Jesse did say that he didn't want to bring Bailey, which kind of shocked me.
Wait, Bailey as in the child of OP that's 14?
Yes. Yeah, OP, he doesn't
want to... That OP's fiance was going to adopt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is, still.
And he said he doesn't want her at the wedding.
At the honeymoon.
Oh, at the honeymoon.
But it's weird because they had both agreed to it prior.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
And OP says, because we both agreed to it, so I was taken aback from it. She's like, why are you going back on your word?
Yeah.
He started going on about how we both now need a real child.
Oh.
Jesse.
Oh.
Jesse,
you were doing so good. Jesse's girl. Dude, Jesse was doing so good. Flying colors.
Flying colors.
And then just flew straight into the depths of trash.
A plus to F minus.
I know.
One
real
word.
Child.
God.
What the fuck do you think she is?
An Pinocchio? Imaginary child?
Yeah.
God. We don't have to pretend anymore to take care of my stepdaughter, who is never my real child.
Oh, okay. So to be clear, OP's dead husband.
Yes.
Had a kid. And then that kid, they got married when she was 2, but it's not OP's biological child. So basically OP's dead husband's kid came into her life when the kid was 2, and then the dead husband died at 4.
I am confirming this. My daughter. I mean, okay. So this is not biologically OP's daughter, but like. For all intents of like,
but emotionally.
Emotionally, thank you. God, why did I forget that word? Emotionally, OP's daughter, which is absolutely correct, but just not the biological
crazy
connection.
Thing to say. A crazy. This is not your. What do you do with this kid then?
Literally, he said, "Stop pretending to take care of her." Like, what do you mean pretending to take care of her? What are you talking about? What?
Yeah.
At this point, all of our friends and I were very flabbergasted.
Wait, this is in front of other people?
Yes, this is like a dinner party.
You're an idiot, bro. Jesse. You're an idiot.
And they looked at him like he had something crazy on top of his head, and he kept going on and on until I kind of freaked out in front of everyone and told him that Bailey would always come first and he is last to me now, that he had to leave and I canceling the wedding.
That is an honestly appropriate response.
I agree.
What terrifies me,
yes,
about this kind of situation is you could date someone for 8 years.
Dude.
8 years and them harbor these kinds of thoughts. Is that not terrifying?
It's crazy.
Is that not that's terrifying?
It truly is.
It true because it's like, when were you gonna tell me that you didn't think that my child, like, you don't think of her as yours?
You told me you're going to adopt her.
I like when we do that.
I was not in shape to hear him. He tried talking to me, but I was not in shape to hear him. Fair enough.
Totally fair. Honestly, that guy, like, I think the exact right response.
Yes, yes. It is deserved. It is deserved.
It's deserved. We've read stories where responses were not deserved. Deserved.
Yes, this one is deserved. His friends did escort him out for me and left with him. A few of my girlfriends stayed over just with me that night.
Was he drunk or like, was he on crack?
Oh, no. Jesse had been blowing up my phone so much, wanting to work things out. Honestly, I don't even want to. I haven't told Bailey what happened and just lied to my family and his family about why we had canceled the wedding. I just want some quiet now and not for everyone to be upset. But some of his friends did message me saying he has the right to talk about his feelings and opinions, which has got me puzzled at this point. So am I the a-hole? Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Big Sammy.
Okay.
Okay.
I have OP. So many thoughts.
Yes.
First of all, no. OP is not the a-hole for standing up for her daughter.
Yes.
Literally, her soon-to-be husband, now soon-to-be ex-husband, probably, dehumanized her daughter, saying that's not your real child.
And we will stop pretending to take care of her.
Yeah, that's what. And what does that even mean,
sir?
Like, let's just say she went along with it. God forbid.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the kid? Like, does the kid just be like, is the kid put up for adoption?
Literally. What else could it possibly mean?
What a crazy thing to say. OP is not the a-hole. This is not him sharing feelings. This is him dehumanizing OP's child. Completely different ballgame.
Yes, I would absolutely agree.
I'm a little pissed. Me too.
I also have a conspiracy theory.
Ooh.
Well, this is a conspiracy theory without a hat. Whoa! Conspiracy theory with a hat.
Hey.
I think, so because the friends were like texted OP and were like, oh, you should, like, he has a right to share his feelings. I'm wondering if maybe the friends kind of egged him on before.
Mm.
You know, because like, why would he feel so comfortable sharing these feelings?
That's a feeling you share with no one.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe there's a world where he's just this awful and like, he's insane. Why would he bring this up? Maybe there's also a world where he's also this awful, but his friends egged him on and were like, that's not your real kid, dude.
Oh, not the friends at this dinner, but his friends in general.
His friends were at the dinner.
His friends at the dinner turned around to him and was like, what are you talking about? And escorted him out.
No, that was her friends?
I feel like that could have been like, all right, homie, let's leave, man.
Yeah. You know? Let's get you out of this danger zone,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro. Let's kick back and get a few beers and play Legend of Zelda, bro.
Yeah. But let's
get back to reality.
Boop. On to the update. I talked to Bailey much earlier than I thought I would, and I told her everything. She was shocked and cried.
Is this something you tell your kid? I think not. I think not. I think that's
maybe when she's older.
Maybe when she's older, but I don't think this is something you tell your kid. Your 14-year-old child that the person she called dad doesn't see her as her real child. That's just fucking
when her own father passed away.
Yeah.
That's
you tough. Don't say that to a 14-year-old. I don't think.
No, I think you just say like, I don't know, you could even go as far to say like he was a bad man or like he wasn't right for us, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't say he specifically did not see you as his child.
Yeah. Dude, I think that is a bad thing that OP did. Maybe not intentionally malicious, but definitely a little bit out of touch.
We've heard the advice from, and I'd be very curious to hear what you all have to say in the comments, especially if you've been through something similar. Let us know in the comments below. But we've heard from comments in the past, share things in an age-appropriate way. So the 14-year-old, she's not quite fully, this isn't someone in her 20s. This also isn't someone who's like 5 years old. So maybe you say exactly what Sophia said, which is, hey, this guy was a bad guy. He did not have our best interest at heart. And I don't think he would have been a good father to you, good husband to me. Trust me, this is for the best.
Yeah.
That to me is like, that is the truth. And you are kind of sharing some context, but you're not like breaking their soul.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I feel like that explanation before is he's a bad person. With this explanation, it's almost like you are not enough for him.
Yeah.
Like you are not enough of a child. John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Child for us,
which is what she could easily interpret it
exactly,
as.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Well, Opie says it broke my heart to see her that way. We just hugged each other. She said, "If only she had been a better daughter."
See, literally, that's what we want to avoid. This is.
That he would have not felt that way. I reassured her that wasn't the case at all.
Yeah, but you by explaining this information in the way you've done, you've set her up to fail.
Yeah. I said that Jesse wasn't just an awful man and a coward. Bailey said she forgave him, but would never forget what he said. She still misses him and she still calls him dad. Even after everything she put her through, she is such a brave girl. I am making sure that Jesse doesn't ever get in contact with Bailey. He did, however, ask if we could talk in person to at least mend things. I did agree, and we met with him next day after the whole incident. We met in a public spot with others around in case he tried to do something funny. Jesse told me how sorry he was and that he loves Bailey and our baby the same.
Right, there's the freaking baby on the way too.
6 months pregnant.
Oh man, this is so complicated.
He still wants to marry me, that he wants to come home. All I said was, horse shit. Nope. I knew he was lying. I told Jesse that I would never look at him the same, that I will only get in contact with him after I give birth to our daughter. Jesse did beg me over and over. I stood my ground and said no to each of his pleading demands. Then he dropped a big thing on me, which I never knew. He said that he cheated. And
what?
That woman is better in every way.
Jesse just gets worse and worse and worse.
I don't know if we've had someone rise to such heights and fall to such lows so quickly.
The thing that's crazy, and I want to stress this again, they were together for 8 years.
Cheating, not believing. Like, if he says that now, he's always believed that about Bailey. And How can you fool someone that well? Like, I feel like even rose tinted glasses, like, you got to be like a master manipulator to be able to pull this off. Yeah. I feel like to add sugar on top of the crap he dropped on me, he is cheating with his best friend Carter's wife, who has three kids.
Why did he tell her that?
That is true. Like, bro, he always drops the worst information at the worst times. Like, help yourself. Like, I don't even know. Yes, this is one of the friends that defended him. He was sleeping with his wife. She was also at the dinner party, was always nice to me when she was sleeping with my fiance. Not only did Jesse and that vile woman destroy a family, they destroyed two with kids. What a lovely man. Smiley face. Sarcasm, of course. Mm-hmm. I did leave after he told me that. Blocked him everywhere, and I messaged Carter and told him that Jesse was sleeping with his wife. He did tell me that he was suspicious of his wife sneaking around. It wasn't her first time. I feel really awful for him now.
Why would OP... I don't know why Jesse would tell her that, though.
Oh, the only thing I could possibly think of is...
just to hurt her.
Was just to hurt her. Like, once he like pleaded, beg, she said, no. He's like, all right, fine. I'm going to twist the knife one final time.
Yeah.
God. He did apologize for not being on my side and that we were always great friends. I did forgive him and didn't blame him for defending his best friend because both Carter and Jesse were best friends since elementary.
Bro, he stole his best friend since elementary school's girl.
And he was defending him when he was like, yo, we don't have to pretend to take care of that. We can focus on our real daughter.
Which is a crazy thing to defend.
Insane thing to defend. Like, I don't care. If Christian was like, hey, man, you know, he's been seeing a woman. She had a kid. And he's like, dude, we're getting married. And I'm finally going to kick this kid to the curb. They're just like,
I would be like, what are you talking about, bro?
Right? Right?
What are you talking about?
Come on! I told him I'd be there for him. Mm-hmm. I see you in the comments. I don't know. Maybe. For support.
I see you.
You seeing it?
I see you.
I love the dominoes falling of each of you guys. Like, yeah, that's great. For support. And he appreciated my offer. He told me he would be there for me as well.
Enough said. There for each other.
Oh, God. Carter told their friend group and blocked Jesse. He is going to divorce his wife, so we have each other to lean on for support. I also did ask Bailey if she wanted a therapist. She said yes, and I'm looking for one. That is good. She has been staying in her room more, only coming out for food or to use the restroom. This is probably hitting her so hard. It breaks my heart because she is always so bright and jolly. Now she is just depressed and feeling low.
Ugh.
Her friends have been coming over and staying with her. My family plans on coming. Don't worry. I did tell Jesse's family everything and my family. Both families are awfully mad at Jesse. At least we don't have any like insane family members that are defending Jesse, which for some reason is often the case. I do plan on staying in contact with Jesse's family. I have always been so close to them. They helped raise Bailey and they see us as family. I also can't forget I am carrying Jesse's daughter.
Yeah, it makes it so much more complicated.
So much more complicated. Because is he going to like sue for paternity rights?
He does have rights to the child, right?
I guess unless you go to court and you make a case for like he is not fit to be a father. Yeah,
exactly.
Which we have witnesses of him saying some crazy stuff.
Yeah, but so, I don't know if that's enough.
Yeah, is it? I don't know. Good question.
I would probably say it's probably not enough.
Jesse's parents want to see Bailey as she is their granddaughter. Now that, bro, he's like, even his parents recognize
know.
It. I even plan on changing the locks as I don't feel safe with just Bailey and I. Even if we do have big dogs and lots of goats, that's random, but goats are awesome. Goats.
Oh, we have lots of ghosts.
Honestly, that's kind of fire security. If you got ghosts protecting you,
spooky
robbers, come
like, out. You're about to get possessed.
Exactly.
Steal my possessions, get possessed.
You're gonna get possessed. Go to the robber's house, rob his own stuff, and give it to me. Boom. I even plan on changing the locks. My best friend Rosie is staying with me, so we have a lot of support on our side. Thank you to everyone who commented. I am grateful. You are all great humans. Heart emoji. That is my update and will probably be my last one. Thank you again. However, we do have some edits. Okay. Some real quick edits after that. Everyone is asking me to terminate the pregnancy or I shouldn't go through with having any child. I will not terminate the pregnancy and I am going to keep my child. I am far along and I am blessed with my daughter. I can co-parent with Jesse. Edit number two. To the people saying this is fake, I am not sure how to prove it to you all, which honestly, I just posted to update everyone here about my old account. I couldn't sign in as I did post on my story that I had added the same name and I put a one on it, basically using the same username. I'm not from America. If you want to continue, it's fake. Then be my guest. Yes. We do have a few relevant comments to close us out here.
Well, let's hit them.
I have ants all over me.
Ants?
That's not
good. I keep finding ants on me.
Uh-oh.
Where are they coming from?
Under the relevant comments, Fresh Mistake 8778 says, so he told you that he was sleeping around while asking you to mend things? It sounds crazy, right? I was following the story, but this was a weird update. Why would he out himself? And why does every failed relationship on Reddit end up with the spouse cheating out of the blue? I am just confused. Don't come at me, people. OP says, that's what got me so puzzled. I didn't even know he was cheating for the last 2 years. And he was cheating for 2 years. Before this whole incident, he didn't show any sign of cheating and just admitted to this. Mountain Monitor 26-2 says he's not alone. His friend is divorcing his wife and he bragged about that wife. The prize will be together and lean on each other's support. Both families will be entangled for at least a few years due to the connection of the children. OP needs to have stipulations in the co-parenting agreement to deal with that. To which OP responds, I don't even know. I think he really just said that she was better than me to hurt me, which is what we said. Like Carter said, it wasn't her first time cheating. I do have a plan for co-parenting right after I give birth. Soon.
And that's where it ends.
And that is absolutely everything. One, did OP make all the right decisions?
I think so.
Almost all of them.
Talk to me.
Not telling Bailey.
Right. I forgot about that too. Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
But like putting her foot down, being like, I'm not going to be with someone that dehumanizes my child. Great.
Instantly.
Move.
Yeah.
Telling the kid all the gory details of why the person that she saw as a father was leaving, probably not the best move.
I agree. I could see maybe it also seems like she turned around and told her like pretty quickly. We didn't get an exact timeline, but maybe it was a momentary lapse in judgment and
an emotional response,
maybe to kind of like even subconsciously be like, all right, I'm going to tell her everything and I'm going to show her what a terrible person he is. But actually that ended up not being the best case scenario for the daughter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And then with the baby, do we sue for full custody? Do we
do it?
I
don't know if you have a case.
No. Yeah. I don't think you have a case because we have proof of, I mean, obviously Jesse made this horrible comment, but in the past it seems like he was technically a good father.
Yeah, and also you weren't married, so I don't think you have that much of a case.
I would probably try, but I don't know if I would expect to have that outcome.
I don't know if I would even try.
If, honestly, I don't know if I would want to, and again, so to be clear, I think, and we've seen this in several stories when it comes to the co-parenting litigation, they're like, I want full custody so I can fully decide what that percentage split should be versus like it being mandated. And like if, for example, let's say he goes crazy again and she's like, I don't feel that
it's comfortable
leaving her in his house for a few months. She's like, all right, I'm taking her back and you're going to have to take a long time to prove to me you earn to have her back. Some scenario like that. So I would talk to a lawyer and see what we could put together and maybe try as long as it wouldn't backfire.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine maybe there being some like vindictiveness if OP does that from Jesse.
Yeah.
Where like he might try to, if he was already so, but maybe that's even more of a reason to get custody.
Yeah.
If he like, because I could see an issue where She tries to get full custody, and then Jesse is like, how dare you do that, and makes her life even more miserable.
Yeah.
Like, that could happen anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that could happen
for whatever she wants.
Exactly.
You like, oh, so, anything you ask is ridiculous.
It's, I don't think I would, because besides this one case, it seems like he's been okay, but maybe he's like kind of having like a mental break or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something is.
Yeah, I mean, well, because he's been cheating for 2 years.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he just wanted to break, like, he wanted to end the relationship and be with this person he was cheating on.
Maybe. And yeah. He was, like, intentionally trying to sabotage it.
Or maybe he's one of the.
And he wanted to say it to OP so OP could tell his affair partner's partner so he could be with the affair partner. So, like, basically implode the relationship. And so he was saying all of this on purpose.
Ooh.
So he could be with the affair partner.
That's some evil 4D chess. Mm-hmm. Some very evil 4D chess. You could be right. But you know what else is right?
What?
That we have one more story.
One more story. And I'm going to give it to you. Would I be the a-hole for skipping out of my brother's wedding because he excluded my family from the planning and my siblings from the wedding?
Seems like maybe it is a reason.
Possibly. All right. So I'm a 30 female with 7 younger siblings, 25 male, a 21 male, and girls 22, 20, 18, and twins 17. Big family. Our large family is close. We've been through a lot together, strife, arguments, but we've overcome them all. Others around us look to us as an example of how close siblings and parents should be. We're also big on tradition and our culture. So it sounds like they've been through thick and thin and are model citizens for what a family should be.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing, but it does. My brother Mark, 25 male, was the cheapest sibling among us. He would always ask us for money from our parents and us. God knows what he would spend it on since he kept coming back and asking for more. He never contributed anything to the household, even to buy groceries. Really selfish.
That wow. Doesn't sound like cheap. That just sounds like a thief.
Sounds like a thief.
I take your money stealing. And I spend it.
Later, last year, Mark got engaged. The date for the wedding was set for May. We were all so excited to be part of the wedding. We joked about attire, the playlist for the reception, etc. Well, he asked her parents for help paying for the wedding. They agreed to pay more than half of the price since it would be the first wedding of the household. And we later learned that he dropped at least $8,000 of his own money into the wedding. Turns out he wasn't as broke as we thought. The man's been asking for grocery money, but drops $8,000 right on the wedding.
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
To be fair, weddings are expensive.
That is also true.
Weddings are expensive, right? One day we sat down to talk about wedding plans. As we were joking around, Mark gave us a list of things that would be done for the wedding. He started mentioning catering, venue, colors. Ooh. Pretty tame overall. We nodded in agreement since everything seemed normal. Then he told us that Olive, his fiance, already picked out and purchased a dress. We as a family didn't see the dress and still don't know what it looks like to this day and weren't there with her to try dresses on. We missed that moment with her. So it sounds like maybe OP's a little upset that they didn't get to see the dress.
They weren't included in on all this. Yeah.
The women of the family, including my mother, were bummed that we weren't there for the dress fitting, but we assured ourselves that whatever dress was picked would be perfect. It was their wedding day after all, so it shouldn't be too bad, right?
One would think.
How bad could a wedding dress be?
Oh, no. Is this an ICU in the comments?
Put ICU in the comments.
It's ICU bad?
Mark continued to list more things about the wedding that he finalized. The venue he chose was a 4-hour drive, several states from our hometown, somewhere we've never been. The officiator was someone we didn't know. He didn't know them either. And the list of things that were set grew and grew. We were more and more troubled. Then Mark dropped the bombshell.
The bombshell?
OP, you and your partner will be in the bridal party.
And you didn't know until the actual wedding.
My other brother was also in the bridal party.
Okay.
We asked, what about your other sisters? They're just going to be in the reception part. Why aren't they going to be in the main wedding? That's the decision I'm making. What is the actual reason? Why exclude your siblings in the white wedding? I saw someone else do that at their wedding. figured I could do that too. We were shocked and unsatisfied with the answer. I was in the wedding with my other brother, but not any of the girls. The rest of the family was visibly upset. Where'd this come from? I'm standing up for my siblings. Yes, it's his wedding, but if my siblings won't be part of it, I won't be either. I would include my own family at my wedding. Am I wrong for doing that? And there is a update and some additional information.
Ooh.
But essentially what it seems like is OP is upset that their brother isn't including the other siblings, the sisters, in the bridal party.
So all the stuff leading up, because it almost felt like OP was like taking shots at the catering and everything else. That was just the information. This is the issue.
Like OP was like a little bit upset about all the other things.
Right.
And it's, I'm getting like, what I'm getting right now is like, OP is a little bit too involved.
Yeah.
That's a little bit what I'm getting.
Yeah.
A little bit what I'm getting. But this, the issue is like the bridal. So OP's brother is only inviting like the male part of the family for his section of the like the groom's people.
The groom's party. Yeah.
The groomsmen. So
there we go.
Isn't that like a normal thing to do?
I would still want
my sister to be part of mine, but
Yeah. I feel like here's maybe where it could get tricky. So I don't know if you have to bring all the bridesmaids to the bachelorette party, but let's say like the woman getting married like has all her best girlfriends and all this whatever, and then she's like, I don't really know your sisters like that, and I kind of want to have this like last hurrah with like just my friends slash have this thing with just my friends. I highly suspect that it's the bride that is that
behind
is
this.
That behind, 100%.
But couldn't the brother just have his sisters in his bridal party? But maybe he's just like, I just want my brothers, or in his groomsman party, his bachelor party.
Maybe the thing is like traditionally or whatever. It's like, oh well, my party is the groomsmen.
Yeah, it's only the dudes,
right?
And hers is only the girls.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I would invite my sister, but not everyone's like that.
You know, it'd be funny if have the women in your groom's party also wear matching tuxes with the guys. That would be freaking awesome.
That would be pretty fire.
That would be awesome.
But like, I also recognize that not everyone has that close relationship with their siblings. And so like, I don't think there should necessarily be the expectation that your siblings are part of.
I mean, if they're like awful people, get them out of here. Maybe I'm kind of
get them out of here, but like maybe they're just, you're not super close to your siblings. So you don't want them part of your like bachelor party and bridal party.
Yeah. Maybe
I don't have a ton. I mean, like already OP's like inviting a couple, but it sounds like there's a lot of siblings. So
I'll be honest. I think I'm kind of a coin's toss right now. I could totally see that. I could very much see the groom and the bride being the a-holes and like excluding the sisters, but also maybe the brother OP is like just kind of doing too much and sticking his nose in a wedding that's not his.
I'm getting the vibe that the brother OP is trying to control the wedding a little bit too much from there might be some past traumas or OP has seen the brother take advantage of situations, and so there's like a built up resentment. But I'm getting a vibe that a little bit too much involved.
I'm going either way right now. I need more information. I'm leaning
a little bit towards, but okay. I think we need more information. So
let's get it.
Additional information from OP.
Perfect.
I would like to offer some clarity about what some of the comments have been saying, not to justify myself, but to explain the culture behind everything and why we're upset. In my culture, it is custom for the family of the man to plan and run the wedding. All members of the immediate family are involved in major roles, including the siblings. This is true for all male children. If any members of the family are excluded, it's a sign of animosity or hatred. Excluding family members from the wedding party is like a middle finger to them. So maybe there's some cultural context we're not understanding.
Right.
There has never been a wedding in our extended family where none of the siblings or parents were involved unless there was some sort of malice behind it. My parents' wedding anniversary included all my siblings and myself in the bridal party. All the cousins we have got married with their families, even traveling and paying for everyone to fly to another country to attend and participate in the ceremony. Excluding the younger girls would send a message to the rest of the extended family that there is something wrong between all of us. So there might be some
Some beef brewing.
From my observation, I haven't seen anything happening between Mark and the other girls. We all get along just fine. We even live in the same house together. That's crazy.
Oh, what?
This is why we were insistent on the reason behind why he wasn't including the rest of the girls. It goes against tradition, and we see it as a sign of resentment. And there is an update from 3 weeks later. But does that context sway you at all?
I think, yeah, I think I'm being swayed. I think Which I will way? Now go towards the groom and bride being the a-hole.
I think now with the cultural context and everything that's come before, I am also that going that way.
Yeah. Dang it. I was hoping we'd be split.
No, I was hoping for
a fight today.
I feel like I'm... Like, I think the cultural context changes things.
And the fact that all of the other weddings have had, not just all the siblings, but like all the cousins, everyone else. Not that you necessarily should, like, if your brother does your wedding one way, you should do yours the same. But yeah,
Maybe he doesn't fuck with the tradition. Maybe he's just like, it's not animosity. It's just like, hey, I want to do things my own way. Is that a bad thing?
I don't think he's doing that.
You think there's animosity?
I think it's for nefarious reasons. I think it's for mischievous reasons.
Well, let's get into this big juicy update and find out what really happened. So this serves as an update on my previous post that I made weeks ago. It seems that because of recent updates, there are more details that I need to include. To summarize, I am a 30 female with a large family, including 2 younger brothers and 4 younger sisters. I made a post previously stating that my brother, Mark, 25, was going to have a wedding in May. He only wanted me and my other brother to be in the wedding party and my other sisters to be excluded. So to be clear, OP is a woman.
Yeah, I missed that.
I missed that too. I forgot that.
She is a sister that's being invited, but all of the other sisters are not being invited.
Yeah.
Which makes me even more on her side.
OP actually deleted the initial post. Ooh. There are 2 reasons as to why I deleted the original post. Mm. 1, shame. It wasn't fun being called an a-hole by a lot of people. I felt bad. I didn't like the criticism, and the emotions I felt at the time drove me to do it. 2, I knew that there was something more to it than what I was writing. I posted too early, and from the new information that has been brought up, I decided to make another post.
Ooh.
There was a paragraph that I included about Mark being stingy with money. I explained that everyone in the family got along, but Mark was always asking for money, never paying it back, and participating in frivolous spending. I didn't realize until now that this paragraph would have been more relevant. In the original post, I explained that he paid for half of the wedding venue, so it was understandable that he would exclude people from the wedding and go against traditions of including the whole family in the party. He told us, "I just want a small wedding. I don't have to follow traditions." And we were angry and threatened to leave the wedding entirely. Reddit called me an a-hole for this. Mm. Initially, I would have agreed if it was just this information. But, turns out he lied.
Oh?
He did not contribute a single cent to the wedding.
Mm.
Not for the venue, not for the catering, not for the DJ, nothing. In fact, my mother, Carol, paid for most of it, while the future in-laws paid for half of the venue. He said he paid.
He was bamboozling each side, maybe, right?
But maybe he was saying, like, he's going to pay as in, like,
he
not
will provide
them.
Money,
yeah,
or he will help. He will make sure money will be allocated towards it. He doesn't own that money,
yeah.
But he's like, overseeing.
He's like a hedge fund manager.
Yes,
he's overseeing the capital.
Exactly. He's a manager of the money.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe he's not lying. He's just like saying it's going to be taken care of.
I think he's lying.
Carol funded the clothes, the food, the MC, 75% of the venue, and is still pouring thousands of dollars into the wedding for more things. Mm. Mark is insisting on demanding more things for the wedding, which includes excluding some of our family from the wedding party. Meanwhile, he's not paying for the party's dresses or suits. Once again, he's expecting the rest of us to foot the bill while he sits back and doesn't plan his own wedding.
Sam, you know what beggars can't be?
Choosers.
Choosers!
On which side? On the Mark side?
His side.
Well, I feel like...
Because he's... asking for more stuff, right? He's like, oh, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. And it's like, bro, we're already paying, both sides of the family are paying for it, not you.
Well,
so how can you ask for more?
He's basically right? saying you need to pay for your own dresses and suits, which I think is a normal thing to have people pay for in a wedding, right?
I feel like I've heard like a bride buying matching dresses so that way it goes with there's like a theme that maybe ties to the wedding dress or just like the theme in general. I have heard of that before. I don't think it's like never happens, but I don't think it is. I think it is very normal for people to buy their own stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of like going back.
Dude, we're just getting pulled back and forth here on the spectrum.
Once again, he's expecting us to foot the bill while he sits back and doesn't plan his own wedding. He won't even let Carol invite people she wants, even though she's paying and her guests wouldn't break capacity. It is his wedding. Anyway, Carol can't take it anymore. She's stressed having to do this herself. I've seen her and my father cry out to him. It doesn't even seem worth it anymore. Am I the a-hole? And the mother is Carol. And Carol is the one who funded the food, the MC, 75% of the venue, and is still pouring thousands into the wedding.
Which is what initially OP thought that the groom, the brother, was providing, right? Like he was paying for that out of pocket.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's just the mom.
No. Yeah.
Just the mom.
Yeah, no. In fact, my mother, Carol, paid for most of it. So it's the mother that still paid for most of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the, I think we got that mixed up. It wasn't the other
family.
Other family.
Got you.
It was the mother.
Got you. So, and so to clarify, so the mother's paying for a bunch of stuff. Wasn't there someone else that was helping pay for things? Or am I misremembering?
Well, who's paying for the other 25%?
That's what I was wondering, right? I thought there was a mention of the...
I'm confused. I don't see anything. Wait. He did not contribute a single cent. Oh, here we go. My mother, Carol, paid for most of it while the future in-laws paid for half the venue he said he paid for.
Got it. So he lied and said he was paying for it when the in-laws were paying for
it. And Carol funded the clothes, the food, the MC.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
So basically everything that he said he paid for, the in-laws paid for.
Yes. Which makes sense.
All right. All right. Now we're on the same, on the same page. So is OP the a-hole?
I would say no, because the groom lied.
But maybe it's the money allocation thing.
Why did he lie, though? That's weird. That's an indicator to me that he's being mischievous.
Yeah, like, because you wouldn't say, like...
You'd be like, hey, I'm going to do it this way. The in-laws are covering it. You guys aren't. And I want to do it this way because you're not paying for the whole thing. That's very different than being like, I am paying for this, so I want it this way, right? Which is what he said in order to like get him off his back, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's an a-hole for the lie.
He's an a-hole for the lie. Because like what you should say is like, oh, don't worry, my fiance's family has it.
And
you wouldn't say, no, I have it.
Yes. So I mean, maybe he's not an a-hole for making everyone buy their own dresses and suits or whatever.
No,
that's pretty
but I
normal.
Think the a-hole for the lie.
A-hole for the lie.
And there are some relevant comments.
Whew.
So.
Complicated.
You're the a-hole / everyone's the a-hole.
Ooh.
The fact that your mom's paying doesn't mean that she gets to make all the choices. If her love and support are conditioned on getting her way, she shouldn't have offered. She's just loan sharking. If your brother isn't so close to your siblings, he shouldn't have to include them in his party. He may have other people he wants to include, and you are certainly a lot of siblings and acting awfully entitled. Same goes for your mom, inviting her friends. The party is not about her. Why is that hard to understand? I agree with this, but I think the cultural context kind of...
Does play a factor. Yep.
It's Mark's wedding. He and his future spouse should invite whom they want, should have the parties they want, and if your mom and siblings can't handle this not being about them, they need a reality check. It's sad how all transactional you are. So, like, I agree it's their wedding. I think it is complicated because of tradition, but just because something is traditional doesn't mean that someone has to buy by the tradition.
Correct.
Or doesn't have to buy into the tradition.
Yeah. The tradition might be dookie. Why are we doing this?
Exactly. So OP responds, my mother is paying for more than half of the venue and everything else in the wedding. She and Mark made a list of people who were included in the wedding, including people she wanted to invite that were approved by the two of them. And he is now deciding to take back his word. The in-laws are being treated with priority and everyone on that side is being catered to and invited. Meanwhile, we're being left behind. Mark lied about paying for things. He lied about the invite list and he lied about the venue. And then Maddie Kett responds, I need clarification. Are the other siblings invited to the wedding and just not in the wedding party or not invited at all? And OP responds, all the siblings were invited, but at first my brother purposely left them out of the wedding party. It took his fiance and other members of the wedding party to let the rest of the siblings be in the wedding in that regard.
Oh,
there was room for all of us, and the clothes for the party are being funded by my mother, but he decided to not include us initially. So, and then someone says, why is that a problem? What is wrong with just being a guest? And that is where this one ends.
Wow. The whole thing. Finito. Yeah,
finito.
Okay. Actually, that last response from my OP, I feel like filled in all of the gaps in knowledge that I needed to know.
Tell me.
So I would say definitely the a-hole. It wasn't the bride. It wasn't the fiance. It was him that was excluding the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said like, eventually his bride-to-be got them to be in the bridal party, right? But initially he was like trying to kick him out. So he's lying about using the funds. He's going back on his word on the approved guest list of his mom's friends. He's trying to kick his sisters out of the wedding.
He's not kicking his okay. Actually,
not kicking his sisters out of the wedding.
I'm gonna push back a little bit.
Push me.
So like, he is not kicking his sisters out of the wedding.
Yeah,
he is not having them be part of like the bridal party, which I think is a little bit different. They're still gonna get to go.
You're totally right.
And just because someone's paying for it doesn't mean like I think it's really at the end of the day. Like we've said many times on the show, it's your wedding.
Yeah.
It's your party. You get to decide who gets to be there. If someone is paying for it, I still don't think like they get to invite whoever they want. Maybe you don't like certain people that they want to invite and you want it to be like your close friends. You know?
Well, okay, fair. But then you have to tell them when they present you can't approve them and then go back and disinvite them. That's the issue.
But are you saying maybe... Conspiracy theory.
Yep.
Did OP agree to everything his mom said initially to get the money?
Oh, yeah.
And then once everything was in motion, was like, nah. Which I think is an a-hole move.
Totally.
That is the a-hole move. Not the a-hole move is the reversal, not the act itself.
Well, so that's a great conspiracy theory, and I think you're probably right. But let's pretend... That's not even real, right? Let's go to a world where that is not the case. He totally could have not been the a-hole and said like, hey, I'm not going to let you invite your friend's mom. You can't approve them once and then go back and remove them.
True. But on the flip side, it's his wedding.
It is. I do. I'm very much on the vibes of just because someone pays doesn't mean they can like take over and invite who they want. But
once you agree on something.
Yeah. In this specific context, just tell your mom from the jump out the gate. I do not want these people at my wedding.
Yeah.
Never approve it to begin with.
Yeah.
Then you're in the clear. You're not the a-hole. I don't care if your mom paid. You don't want these people at your wedding. Fine. That's totally cool. So I think there's enough like in my, you know, red line, crazy FBI corkboard of the brother's misdeeds, the groom's misdeeds. There's enough here
to call him an a-hole,
to pin him with the crime of being an a-hole. I'm throwing it down.
I think he's a-hole-ish.
Yep.
I think he's a-hole-ish.
But do we get yes or no? A-hole or not the a-hole?
Yeah, I have to choose.
We're gonna have to let the comments decide too. I'm gonna say a-hole.
I have to say a-hole.
Okay.
But with the stipulation is it is his wedding.
Yeah. Okay.
And honestly, maybe you have a right to be an a-hole at your wedding.
Fair enough. I am super curious on the comments on this one.
Yeah. I think we might be split.
Yeah.
I think there might be a split. So let us know what you think in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
But
I also want to let you know something.
Yeah.
I have one more final story.
One more story. Let's freaking get at it.
Let's do it. Oh God, I'm in pain!
Oh no, doctor, is there anything we can do to save our boy John?
He needs 5 cc's of Spotify review stars, stat!
There's only one way we can do that. You, listening right now, go to OKOP's profile page, click about, then rate it 5 stars.
We're losing him! I'm so sorry your podcasters are dead.
But now we're ghosts! Rate us 5 stars or we'll haunt you forever.
Do it.